Hello everybody, it's George from Ireland. So anyway, this video is about the vote of confidence in Holyrood, and to many people's surprise, including mine, the SNP have won this vote of confidence. And they only did that because the Scottish Green Party voted for confidence in this Scots government. And Ash Regan of ALBA, the only ALBA member of the Scottish Parliament, surprise, surprise, voted no confidence. So they've survived that. Obviously, 65 is the magic number. And the SNP had, how many was it, 63? They got 70 votes. They're 63 plus the 7 votes of the Green Party. Everybody else, Labour, the Conservatives and the Liberal Democrats and ALBA, was a one-woman band in Holyrood, voted no confidence. So they carry on. But I think one of the reasons the Greens threw the SNP a lifeline is because Humza Yousaf announced yesterday that he's tendering his resignation as leader of the SNP, and therefore he'll step down as First Minister as soon as a replacement can be elected by his party. So why on earth do the Greens not go for this? They say turkeys don't vote for Christmas, but that's going to be somewhat inverted. In this case, it's the people who are going to be eating the Christmas dinner vote not to kill the turkey. Because if there'd been a vote of no confidence, there would have been an early election in Scotland. And you remember, one's not due for another 2 years. And if the election were held now, the Greens would almost certainly make gains in that. If you're a disgruntled SNP voter, where are you going to go? I mean, ALBA's a damp squib, is absolutely tiny. He's not going to be able to field candidates even in most elections. There's almost no money. You vote for the Greens because they also believe in breaking up the United Kingdom, and they're also economically far left. And they're also mad keen on this transition to renewable energy. So what did for Humza Yousaf is, he didn't go full steam ahead for energy transition, pun intended, as well as his transgender loony leftery, or leftism, perhaps I ought to say. So that they carry on, and there's a new leader, might give them a new lease of life. But whoever comes in as First Minister faces some very difficult tasks. It's going to be no joke being First Minister of Scotland when just about everything is going wrong. And no, they can't take their ball to a different part of the beach and start talking about leaving the United Kingdom, because they've talked about sort of ad nauseam. The public's fed up a bit, and that's not solving some bread and butter issues. It's actually making it less popular. Moreover, the Green Party didn't see any progress on splitting from the United Kingdom. Another reason why they were fed up. Remember, they had a confidence and supply agreement with the SNP. And they were entitled to vote against all the legislation, apart from the budget and the vote of confidence. So that's why they pulled out of that when they were very let down by Humza Yousaf, because he said, we just can't afford to change over to all renewable by that set date. We're going to have to push it back by a few years. And economically, surely the right decision to take, especially in view of the economic travails in which Scotland find itself within the United Kingdom, because of the Barnett formula, they're still getting this big subvention from Westminster. Were it not for that, it would be a lot worse. I remember when they held that referendum in 2014 on leaving the UK, that was when oil and gas prices were very high. But actually after that, they fell really low. And had they left the UK at that point, Scotland would have been bankrupt within a few years, because there was a price crash of energy, you know, even before the pandemic, even so during the pandemic. So they can thank their lucky stars there within the United Kingdom. Now, the end of hydrocarbons doesn't have to be a disaster for North Britain, because remember, because of their very indented coastline, because there's Scotland doesn't have Ireland in the way, mostly, they're right there in the North Atlantic, and they get even stronger winds. One of the crucial things is, you want, for offshore wind, you want at under 60 meters depth, because the depth of the ocean is greater than 60 meters. The cost of putting down whatever you need to put down, I don't know what you call it, the pole for the turbine, it rises astronomically. It just becomes uneconomic. So you want very windy but relatively shallow areas of the sea, and they've got them aplenty. Problem is battery storage and so on. So exporting energy to the rest of the United Kingdom, the Republic of Ireland, indeed to the continent. So the SNP lives to fight on. But, you know, had there been an early election, would the Greens have suffered at all? Would they have been tarred with the same brush because you believe in all this loony leftism of the SNP, and to some extent you're responsible for all this? I don't quite buy it. I think they would have made gains. I mean, not huge, 7 out of 129. That's actually very creditable compared to Green parties in most of the world. They would have risen to, say, 10 or something like that. And, I mean, almost certainly there would have been no overall winner of this election. Labour probably would have got a plurality, of the seats in the Scots Parliament and would have been forced to cobble together some sort of agreement, coalition and or confidence and supply with the Liberal Democrats or the Greens, maybe even the SNP. It's very hard to see them working with the Conservative Party. A lot of their voters would never forgive them. And that'd be a gift to the SNP. Oh, you're backing up the Tories. That's why the Greens would have maybe been in an even stronger position than before, would have been kingmakers. And they didn't want Anas Sarwar. So who's going to come in? Kate Forbes, John Swinney, maybe. Now, remember Alex Salmond first elected in 1997, and he made some blistering attack on the Conservative budget in 1989. He was elected to Westminster, of course. There would be no Scots Parliament in those days. 1990, he became leader of the SNP. They had three MPs at that stage, a few local councillors, I think somebody in Strasbourg, part of the European Parliament. And coming out of the doldrums of the 1980s, the SNP, when it was split, when it was seen as just a lunatic fringe, when some of them were even saying things which were pro-IRA at the height of terrorism. But he made them more mainstream. The acceptability of the SNP rose, partly because people became very disaffected with Westminster, particularly the Conservative Unionist Party. It was the leader of the party from 1990 to 2000 and made it a major party and obviously shepherded them through that 1997 election. When the question is asked, should there be a Scottish Parliament? 75% yes to that. If so, should it have tax varying powers? 65% yes to that. There was a possibility that there'd be a Scots Parliament, but it wouldn't be able to have the tax rate higher or lower than the rest of the United Kingdom. And it was yes, and they are high, eye-wateringly high. And that's another thing that Humza Yousaf has screwed up on. Of course, a lot of the top earners are leaving Caledonia, going to Northern Ireland, England, or even Wales, and working from home, or if you're in Northern England and working in Southern Scotland, you could even go in, maybe even every day in some cases. It might be a journey of just 1 or 2 hours. Other places, you're going to work from home and maybe go to Scotland once a week or once a fortnight, something like that. So they killed the goose that laid the golden egg. It's just failed, failed, failed. And for all this eye-wateringly high tax, they got low-quality education, rising crime, public transport. The A9 road hasn't been upgraded for years, despite many promises on this one. Now, admittedly, South Britain, Mid Britain, and West Britain are suffering some of the same problems, but in Caledonia, these are particularly acute. So it's a very difficult in-tray for whoever takes over. Remember John Swinney, he was leader from 2000-2004, seen as on the far left of the party, but they didn't really make any progress. After some dismal election results, he was prevailed upon to hand in his resignation. And astonishingly, they brought back Alex Salmond for another 10 years, and he marched up to the top of the hill, got as close to achieving their principal goals they ever came. That referendum in 2014, when 45% of North Britons polled that they wished to break up the United Kingdom. But alas and alack for them, their dream did not come true. Still a major figure in politics, but there was a terrible bust up after 2019, after several women accused him of sex crimes against them, including rape, but a jury cleared him on all charges. So he was fed up, he got the hump with his previous party, pun intended, and set up ALBA, as in the Scots Gaelic word for Scotland. But there are very few people in that one. So it may well just go extinct as a parliamentary party at Holyrood next time and at Westminster next time. Its two Westminster MPs were elected on the SNP banner in December 2019. ALBA as such wasn't established till 2020, just after he was acquitted. Obviously they had Nicola Sturgeon in charge for 8 years. So possibly Kate Forbes, possibly John Swinney. Steve Flynn has ruled himself out. Remember, he's actually in Westminster, so they say he's in the wrong legislature. It's not actually the law, but really you need to be a legislator at Holyrood to really have any credibility in that post. Anyway, thank you so much for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on PayPal, donate on Patreon. Other way around, donate on Patreon, subscribe, donate on PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com, subscribe on Patreon. And if they had this in this election, would have been a real fillip to Labour's fortunes, south of Hadrian's Wall. Maybe not, because Labour wouldn't have won decisively. It would have at least been some good news for them. Would that even actually have dampened their morale, because they wouldn't have won properly? Of course, Labour hasn't won in Scotland since, my goodness, 2003. All right. Thank you so much for watching my channel. Toodaloo, everyone. Bye.